Our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah ta'ala, when we study their aqwal, when we study their malfudat, when we study their sayings, you'll find many of the awliya who imparted beautiful pieces of advice. One of those pieces of advice is that your own uyub, your own defects, should keep you preoccupied to such an extent that you don't even see the defects of others. You haven't got time for the defects of others. But sadly, today, the situation has changed. We have multiple defects within us. Hundreds even. We forget about them. We overlook them. We consider ourselves pious. But then when somebody else makes a mistake, we come down harsh on him. And ma'adallah, in this day and age, social media, the misuse of social media, people will start spreading things regarding others. Or did you hear so-and-so did this? And if ma'adallah, you somehow are able to obtain evidence to support what you're saying, then you'll upload that as well. People upload that without a care in the world. Remember, if you belittle someone today for a sin that they've committed, for a defect they have, it may be the case that tomorrow Allah Ta'ala embroils you in that same sin and exposes you as well. You have to be very careful. Do not tarnish another person's reputation. In fact, if you find out that a person has sinned, person has done wrong, cover it, hide it, conceal it. Allah Ta'ala will continue to conceal your sins and your defects as well. We shouldn't have this desire of telling everybody and anyone, creating conversation at the misfortune of others, upon the misfortune of others. When you see someone in wrong, it shouldn't be the case that we spread it in all our WhatsApp groups, all our social media groups. This is not the way of a believer. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability to restrain our eyes, our tongues, our ears, all our bodily limbs from disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal and from even thinking about dishonoring our fellow believers.